The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Jacob Hall with the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Jacob, you could start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thanks, Senator Grassley. Hope all is well. Talk just a little bit about this whole process with getting phase three done last week. And I imagine that that's something that even for you is unprecedented.
Absolutely. The closest thing to it would be what we did after 9/11 and maybe also what we did in 2008. 9/11, everything was shut down, particularly the airlines, because of 9/11. And then we had the Great Recession starting in 2008. Yeah, this is bigger. I think this is a lot bigger than those two put together.
Senator Grassley, are you back at New Hartford in that area? And I guess it doesn't matter. I know you're a farmer. So what are the issues that Midwest farmers are facing with this economy, and how will the SAVE Act help them? What's the issues going into planting season, Senator?
Well, there's been a tremendous drop in livestock and crop prices, and it's directly related to the pandemic, I believe, because we didn't have good prices at $3.70, but it's a lot different than $3.05 for corn. And I kind of forget the price of soybeans, below $8, maybe right now around $8. And I'm not sure exactly the loss on pork and beef, but it followed the downturn of the stock market, the downturn of the commodity market generally, directly related to the pandemic. And the extent to which our PIC program and ARC program and our crop insurance program is related to the national price of grain that I know about, that will, when you have lower prices, you're going to get a bigger check from the federal government. It's not going to be a check that guarantees profitability, but it's going to help you over a hump. And then in the phase three bill that we passed, there's more borrowing authority for the Commodity Credit Corporation, and there's authority to cover meat, like the previous help from the because of the Chinese tariff didn't do anything except for grain and other kinds of non-meat agricultural products.
Yeah, Senator, if you could, I don't know how much you've been able to monitor things in terms of state related to the COVID-19. But I noticed, you know, yesterday on Twitter, you'd mentioned Governor Reynolds. Just talk a little bit about how you see this progressing here in the state of Iowa, if you're able to.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, because we're still going up. 88 new cases in the last 24 hours. Another death. And I forget the exact figure, whether that's five or six. I don't think it's up to eight yet. So obviously, New York's not even at the apex yet, and we're going to follow them. So it's going to continue to get worse, more people infected. Of course, we're going to have greater ability to test, I think, and at least nationally we are. And the extent to which there's more testing, that's going to help us separate the, you know, who's infected and who isn't, and be helpful that way. But I don't have any way of predicting for you how bad it's going to get just for Iowa. But we surely haven't. When we hit the peak in New York City, it's going to be a couple weeks before you hit the peak in New Orleans and Detroit and Chicago. And I don't know how far it goes after that.
Senator Grassley, you've always been an advocate for rural health centers and rural hospitals. How will the CARE Act, this Phase 3 situation, help them, affect them? What's the plan here?
There's more federal aid coming through the Medicaid program and Medicare program. There's going to be help for rural hospitals at 125% of Medicare. And then there's whatever we're doing, more money for ventilators, personal protective equipment, face masks, et cetera, through the bill. There's going to be more direct aid directly to states to the tune of $150 billion generally for the pandemic situation we're in. And there's probably more than that, but that's all I got on the top of my head.
Senator, the idea of these shelter-in-place orders, whether they come from governors or mayors or anybody else, I just wondered, what are your thoughts on those kinds of orders, and how can government officials in a situation like this balance the freedoms, you know, under the Constitution with what's necessary to do for public health?
Well, I hope everybody uses their common sense and would not want to do anything just to exercise your constitutional rights that is going to put in danger somebody else's life. Common sense tells me that. And if everybody follows common sense, they don't have to worry about their constitutional rights. And I believe that I just simply say that it'd be a good thing before any changes are made from where we are right now that we listen to the public health people and follow their advice, as long as we know they're following data and using some common sense. And I think that we're going to come out of this very well, with too many people losing their life in the process. But I think we're going to be a stronger nation beside it, and our constitutional rights are going to be protected as well.
Senator Grassley, obviously our governor here, Kim Reynolds, is doing a lot to kind of prop up small businesses. They are really largely affected here. And so what are your thoughts about how we keep our small businesses, and especially in small town Iowa, how do we keep that essential service running?
People that are smarter than me are going to list what are the essential services. And obviously under Governor Reynolds, as well as what President Trump is advising, and he can't tell the states what to do in this regard, but I think that they're going to work together to accomplish the same goal. But whatever essential services are going to be able to remain open. But also, if you're involved in those essential services, you're going to have to follow the advice of everybody else if you don't want to spread the virus. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Jacob and Tom, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.